What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, from time to time on the show, we do this thing called Am I Normal? Because we all do really freaky things in like the privacy of our own homes, and there's great comfort in knowing that other people do the same things. Like, I think I came in here one day and I started it off by saying that sometimes I'll stare in the mirror and I'll try to shift from one eye to the other to see my pupils dilate. Just for no reason at all, except I think it's really cool to watch my own eyes dilate. And I was wondering if that was normal, and a whole bunch of people called up and said, yeah, I do that too. And then we got a whole bunch of calls like these.
Every time I get out of the shower, I'm totally naked, I'm drying off, and I just start naked dancing.
I pretend I'm a star, and I interview myself and answer my own questions.
Does anybody practice how they're going to react when they hit the lottery?
I've been married for 3 years, but I still play in my wedding dress like it's my wedding.
After I make something to eat, I pretend I'm my own food critic.
One thing that I love to do is when I hear a really good line in a television show or on a movie, I'll excuse myself and go to the bathroom and then reenact that line over and over in the mirror until I get it perfect.
I usually tie myself up and play like a damsel in distress. Uh-huh.
Do you rescue yourself too?
Yeah.
All right, so if you do one of these kind of freaky things and you want confirmation on it, you feel like revealing a little bit about yourself this morning, you can call us now, 404-741-1005, and ask us if you're normal or not. But the reason why we're even doing it this morning is because producer Tracy, who we can already answer the question, no, has one of these going on in her life right now.
Well, the other day, Scott and I were in the car. We've been together for 3 years now, and he has labeled me and my family complete freaks.
No.
And then I started thinking about it, and maybe we are. We were coming home from Easter dinner the other night, and he said, "You kiss your family on the lips." And I said, "Yeah." And he's like, "That's weird." And I'm like, "No, it's not." And he said, "Yes, it is." He's like, "That's weird." He's like, "I've never kissed my family on the lips." And now, and then I started thinking, oh my God, what if it is weird? And what if my family thinks it's weird? And I just go for the lips and they're too embarrassed to tell me, why are you kissing me on the lips?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. It seems a little weird to me. Yeah, I've never kissed my dad or my mom on the lips.
I don't think it's weird.
No, you kiss your dad?
I kiss my dad and my mom on the lips.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to. I mean, not as an adult. But as a kid, I did, but not as an adult.
So as an adult, you still kiss your dad on the lips?
Yeah, and my mom and my little brother and my sister and my little nephew. And I don't...
Tongue?
No, yeah.
There's nothing sexual about it. It's just a little sign of affection. It's just like giving him a hug or a kiss on the cheek, but with your family, you kiss on the lips.
But what can you get from the lips that you can't get from the cheek if you're kissing
handshake? It's just always been that way.
Or just a wave from afar.
Or a high five.
And you know, you are normal, Tracy, because, I mean, and God bless our listeners, but there's listeners that will do that to random strangers. Like, there are listeners that have come up to me, people that I know, not total strangers, but people I've seen several times to the point that we hug and they want to go for the lips to say hello.
No,
and I'd give the, you got to kiss me on the cheek. I don't kiss anybody on the lips as an adult unless I'm with them.
Do you have a, will you stop someone if they're going for your lips?
I turn. I mean,
what if they turned with you?
Huh?
What if they turned with you?
Well, then they turn with me, but you're not kissing me on the lips.
Because I think we need to send Phil out with somebody on the show to an event where all their friends are going to be at and introduce him. And Phil is the guy who will only kiss on the lips and will walk circles around you to get to your, you will either get whiplash and hurt your neck or he will kiss you on the lips. And the kiss has to be a little too long.
Hey, Tracy.
Even to guys.
Hey.
You have a question of if you're normal or not?
I know it's not normal. My family and I, whenever Law and Order comes on, you know that doom 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 that part?
Yeah.
We all do the robot. Oh God, I know it's not normal. If someone is in the bathroom, if someone is doing dishes, if someone is getting ready for bed, it does not matter. We stop. we pause, and we do the rope.
I love it.
And even my 3-year-old, oh, God, it's not normal. I know it's not. And my, well, I would say probably since he was about a year old, he is 3 years old now, and he does it too.
And he says,
robot. Robot through the whole thing, and it's very we take it very serious,
but it's only the Law and Order theme.
It's only, oh God, it's so weird. And then also we use a lot of Napoleon Dynamite phrases.
Yeah, so like people.
And I know it's not normal, and I mean, I'm like 35 and I should grow up. And me and my daughter, we will like talk this way. She's 13 years old. And we're African Americans, which I know is really not normal, but we'll talk this way in public. And I'll say, well, what do you feel like you do? I feel like what I want to eat. Gosh. And people are like, oh my God, your kid is so rude, you know.
Yeah,
but,
the Law and Order robot thing is way more normal than an African American watching Napoleon Dynamite.
And
oh,
quoting
God,
it.
We love it.
That's okay. Bert quotes Barbershop all the time. Booty Call. He's all over that.
Good morning, Elizabeth. You're on All the Hits Q100. Are you normal?
Not so much. Okay. You know when you go in like a public restroom and they've just cleaned it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a women's restroom, so they put the toilet seat up.
Uh-huh.
Well, I, like, open the door and I just, like, sweep with my hand and say, ah, the fabled up toilet seat. And get really excited, like, you're so there.
What the?
The fabled up toilet seat?
I don't know. It just, you got like, the movie voice, you know, the sweeping of the hand. You're like, ah, the fabled up toilet seat.
I will say, though, I agree with her that I do get really excited if I'm the first one into the women's bathroom and it's up from the night before because you know that you're the first one to use it for the day. There is a little excitement there. It's like, oh, I get a clean potty.
Or a man just used your bathroom.
I will say this. I still do this, that if I'm in an intersection and I am the first car in the intersection, I'm next to somebody else.
Oh, you said this
and,
before.
And
this
the light
great.
Is going from red to green. I kind of have like a sportscaster in my mind doing a play-by-play of me trying to beat the guy next to me to the end of the intersection. He's like, oh, Weiss is on the line. The competition today is heavy. He's next to a Nissan Sentra.
You know what I forgot? I do this all the time, but if I'm in traffic and like I either pass a cop or there's a cop like six cars behind me who clearly has no interest in me, I pretend I'm running from them. and like to the point that when I actually get to my street, you know, by now the cops turn and gone in a different direction. But to the point where I get to my street, like, I will gun it. I'll be going down my little cul-de-sac at, like, 50 miles an hour. I'll whip the car into the driveway. I'll open the garage door. I will get in the garage door and shut the garage door and then sit there for a moment to make sure the cop isn't behind me.
Allison, are you normal? Allison? I picked up the wrong line. Wow. Allison, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Whenever there's an award show on, I get up and I accept my best actress award, and I have the same speech, and I get emotional. I cry my eyes out when I'm thinking my family and my dog's there, and you know, I thank my dog for being such a wonderful dog.
Can you give us the speech right now?
I want to hear it.
Oh, all right. Well, my sister's listening, so I hope she at least, you know,
well, you better thank her,
appreciates
then.
It.
Okay.
I, you know, of course, I'd like to thank the Academy. And, you know, I go on, you know, thanking my agents and things. And then
No, do it. We want you to do it.
Do it. You just got the Oscar, so
yeah,
you
do
need...
it as though there's nobody around. Yeah.
The Academy Award
first of all,
goes
I'd like to thank the Academy, or if it's the Golden Globe, the Hollywood Foreign Press. And I would like to thank my agents for believing in me and giving me this opportunity. And, you know, my husband, I love you so dearly. Thank you so much for taking a chance of marrying me and staying with me through my crazy days. And to my family, I would love to thank my father, who, you know, has seen me through the toughest, see, you're going to make me cry, the toughest times. And, you know, I'll never forget that day that you left me in that Minnesota airport and said I had to go. And you know what I'm talking about, Daddy? And my mom and my sister, who have supported me when I was just down and out and, you know, just the worst times. And you never left my side and you always believed in me. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Very good.
I was waiting for Bert to start playing music.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't find any. Thank you
and
for calling.
And by the way, Tracy, you're not weird for kissing your family on the mouth.
Thank you.
Says the woman who gives award speeches at the television.
Hey, Chris, you're on All the Hits Q100.
When I clip my toenails, I sniff them.
Oh, dude, you really?
I'm not the only one that does this either. I've heard of other people doing it.
That is so nasty.
That is nasty. And Renee, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Yeah, I have imaginary friends pretty much. Whenever I get a chance alone, I have conversations with like Ben Affleck and things like that. I've actually had my husband catch me doing this.
So no. They're celebrity imaginary friends, or are they just random named people?
No, celebrity imaginary friends.
I want to know the story of your husband catching you. Who were you talking to?
I was talking to Ben Affleck. And he's like, who the hell is Ben? I'm like, and I didn't know what to say. I was so embarrassed.
I
only do it when I'm alone.
I love human nature.
I love
human nature.
I love that.
And we all sit and worry and wonder if we are normal or not.
Yeah, you know what? We're all screwed up.
Yeah.
It's just different, you know, levels of screwed up, but everybody's screwed up.
Yeah.
You can take some comfort in that.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.